Oh yeah. It's all about you.
One time
I'ma say it's all about you.
For the bitch that think it's all about you.
It's all about you. Drew in the house with my boy Pizznock, you know what I'm saying?
It's all about you.
Yeah, I'ma say it's all about you, but you're not gonna lie, no. Yeah.
You probably crooked as the last trick.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following Podzilla 1985 podcast is scheduled to keep it 100. I'm Double H, and this is your host, Shannon Young, Mr. 100, as he presents me, I guess.
You. It's all about you.
Oh, no.
It's going to be the, do you like the Tupac?
Say, kids, do you like the rap?
Do you like the rap? It's going to be, that's the song. That's the intro. All About You by Tupac.
I love it.
You just declared
there
it right
now.
There we
go.
I've got no notes. I got no questions.
Me either.
Because you know why I don't have questions?
Mm.
I thought about this. Because they asked me, are you going to have questions in the morning for Hunter?
Yeah.
I thought, yeah, of course I will. I have questions for everybody.
Right.
That's what we do on this show. It's Mr. 100 Ask Questions. But I thought, that's a crutch. That's a crutch for people who aren't interesting. And everyone I've interviewed up to this point has been uninteresting.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about all
Zach
that.
Zach Price, Lindsay.
Ace is on that
Jesse
list.
Kimball. Well, Ace is always the exception
the
to the rule.
The five-star man.
That's true.
Is always interesting.
I mean, we had Dalton.
Steve Starman.
We had Dalton on there.
Well, you have to ask Dalton questions, or you can't keep him on track.
That's true.
Yeah.
Somehow he wormed his way into the top 10 episodes.
You have to ask him questions like you're a Pokemon professor. Are you a boy or a girl?
He can't answer that question.
I know.
He looks in the mirror and doesn't
Boom,
know.
Boom, roasted.
Yeah. Roasted already. It's early in the morning.
It is.
I don't normally do this so quickly.
It's not early to me.
No, it's not. How long have you been up?
I've been awake since 4:15.
Now, why
today?
Have you been awake so long?
Because I got to do my show, man.
You have your own show.
Yeah.
So a lot of people, they know you specifically from Pro Wrestling Unscripted, I
Right,
hear.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's usually where I get recognized from at this point. You're the guy on that podcast.
You do that podcast with Shannon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. How much do you hate that?
I don't, honestly. I'd say I get that all the time. I got it once. It's just stuck with me ever since.
No.
To be fair, I don't usually get recognized for my show, though. I did at the Shinedown and Breaking Benjamin concert, but I mean, my God, we were just on stage 5 seconds prior.
Speaking of which, I didn't get to go to that. I wish I had.
Yes.
Because I used to like Breaking Benjamin and Shinedown.
Mm-hmm.
That's like my cousin's favorite band. 45.
Yeah, he
sang it a lot.
A little cover.
But he's got that country accent.
Yeah.
So he's got that. You know,
I'm not going to lie to you. I'll tell you on the show now that it's long since gone. Anyway, we left before Shinedown even started.
A lot of people said that. Like, why did you put Breaking Benjamin on before Shinedown?
That was a big mistake. And that was a co-headlining show, so it could have been either one.
They should have alternated.
Well, supposedly they were, but in the show before, we were told that Shinedown went on last, so I thought, okay, they'll switch it up here, but then they didn't.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the reasoning was. If there was any reasoning, maybe they just flip a coin. I don't know. But,
it's just a coin toss to see which one's less relevant.
Who comes in last. Well, Breaking Benjamin put on a killer show. A little bit of the old stuff, a little bit of the new stuff. But here's the thing, Seven Dust.
What about Seven Dust?
And Seven Dust was the... Sarah would argue with me because she loves Breaking Benjamin, and they put on a hell of a show. And overall, they probably did put on the best show. But Seven Dust was the, for people who hadn't seen him, the surprise of the night. I saw him one time years ago at Point Fest in St. Louis. And they're just insane, man. And they haven't lost a step at all. They're still putting out new music, not as regularly as they used to, but they just put on an amazing show. And I really think that, you know, that set the tone for Breaking Benjamin. And then before Shinedown even started, we all kind of went, I'm good.
You rocked out.
Yeah, I'm done.
You texted Kirby and was like, I'm done rocking.
I got all I got in me. That's it.
Yeah.
I can't do you much more for that. So, yeah, it was a good time, though.
It's a shame. I wanted to see Shinedown. Now, the only band, I've said this before, the only concert I've ever been to that my half-brother dragged me to, because he's old.
Right.
Older than me, Dalton. And it was John, I never get the guy's name right, John Waite.
John Waite.
John Waite.
Yes.
And Kansas and Styx.
Yeah, they carried you on, Wayward Son.
And at the time, I didn't appreciate Kansas, because I hadn't seen Supernatural.
Yeah. Or played Guitar Hero, maybe.
if I played Guitar Hero, it was strictly for Boston, more than a feeling.
I can't fault you for that.
If I could go back in time now and listen to Carry On My Wayward Son live, I would just be the encore over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought John Waite was the
fine.
Best
That's
guy there.
That's all they're going to play anyway. So.
Well, they also played Dust in the Wind.
Oh, that's true.
Cannot think of a single song. I can't think of a single Styx song. Here's the songs.
Oh, really?
Here's the songs I remember from that concert. What's that?
Come Sail Away.
I don't know if they sang it or not. But
I'm almost certain they did.
I think Styx went on last.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. And at that point, I was so 70s rocked out that I curled up on the floor and went to bed.
You texted Curve and said, I'm rocked out, man.
And he was like, who the hell is this? How'd you get this number?
Where was the show anyway?
It was Show Me Center.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And John Waite was the best one there. Because he sang the one song that I recognized, which was I Ain't Missing You at All.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Missing You.
Yeah. And I thought, dude's rocking it. I think that was the only song they let him perform.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
That was my one song. See you later.
Well, everyone was so mad that at the show we went to that Seven Dust only played for half an hour. And I'm like, you guys realize they're the openers, right?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't seem like it.
No.
It seems like they should be a much bigger band, but and they are. But when they're the special guest, I mean, that's the deal. And they didn't have like a local opening band. I had people asking me when we were coming up, so is there going to be a local band? And I was like, Emaciation is the only one. I think by now I would know if Kirby was performing tonight.
I was going to ask if he was going to be on stage. I've never seen Kirby in concert. I need to find. Yeah. I need to go see him in concert.
Oh, yeah. They're at. Well, this is the thing.
I'll take my guitar with me. He can teach me some licks.
While you're there.
Yeah.
They play rarely, like really rarely. They play at Halloween every year at Pitters. They do the Halloween Shred Fest is the thing. So it's them and a bunch of other bands.
Yeah.
And that's the only time I know that they consistently play. Every year they play Halloween here in town. And the last time we saw them in concert was when all the Halloween stuff was downtown and they were at Broussard's. But that's been, my God, I think Sarah was still in college at the time, so that's been several years.
Do they have albums out?
They have, oh, man. I don't know if they're on iTunes or not, but, I mean, they have stuff that's downloadable. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they put at least one or two, like, full-length albums together.
We're on iTunes.
I heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so surprised we've been pulled from iTunes.
Email us at I listen to the show at iTunes at noyoudon't.com. I hear we do. I hear they
we
do.
We do.
I make fun of it. I don't because I don't just either. Know where it is on Podbean, and it's right. easier to find that way. But
I've compared the stats. We get 3 to 4 times more listens per day via iTunes and other entities
awesome,
than through Podbean.
Well, it's just a much more global and open. Most people don't know what the hell Podbean is.
I didn't know what the hell Podbean was. I'm trying to
I didn't either until you started putting this on there.
I don't know if I found it first or if Jesse found it first. I think he found it first. I was looking for different places to put this show,
right?
Because my original goal was just gonna put it on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
and I tried to put a video on YouTube once, and I don't know if you have to be a genius to do it.
Yeah,
because I tried and I went almost cursed. I swore to myself I wasn't gonna curse during the show. No, I said screw it. I'm not doing YouTube.
Yeah.
So Jesse and Tanner, once we started this whole thing, they were like, "We'll put it on YouTube." And all that. And right. they did for about 3 weeks.
Well, that's
and then they stopped.
Dude, don't get me wrong. I YouTube is great, and I know it's hugely accessible or whatever, but when we first started doing show blogs for the station, I was not down for the idea, and I was like, I'm just going to do a video blog. I'm going to recap some stuff I talked about throughout the week. We'll make it a quick little 3-minute thing. I'll throw it on YouTube every week, whatever. And I made one video. I uploaded one video, took the time to do one. I was like, I'm good.
It's not worth it.
I'll just write it out. And I feel like the written ones have gone better anyway. So.
Well, I read them.
Thank you.
If I had to watch it, I don't know.
If you mess with it.
Yeah, I don't I don't want to, I don't like it when Zach brings the camera in here to record.
Yeah.
I haven't
said nobody watches it.
Nobody watches it. Who wants to watch 3 people just sitting there talking?
For the whole time.
It defeats the purpose of a podcast.
Well, that's like, and I think I told you about this, and more than once this has come up over the course of my career here, but I've had several different managers ask me, hey, what do you think about putting a camera in the studio? And I go, I give it the old Steve Carell from The Office, no, I don't want to do that, man. That's 4 hours of my life
on
I'm
tape
in a zoo.
For whoever,
Yeah. Yeah,
some freaking perverts to watch.
And I'm sorry, man. Sooner or later, everyone, on a long enough timeline, everyone picks their nose. It happens. You're going to do something dumb that you don't want to be seen.
So I don't pick my nose.
On a long enough timeline, you do. I promise.
If I have, it was back in third grade. I haven't done it in that long.
Well, you would do something the equivalent of, put it that way. Sooner or later, you would do something that you're like, crap, I didn't want anybody to see me do that.
That's just me being seen. I didn't want anybody to see that. Yeah.
I don't even see me. I feel like the whole time I'm on a camera, I would be like Garth in Wayne's World. You know, I'm having a good time.
I would be
not.
I would be staring straight at the camera the entire time. You would think it was a still image
because I just never move.
Because I never look away. I would be playing Fallout, staring at the camera, which would be as good as I play Fallout now anyway, because I die every 5 seconds.
Aww.
How are you doing with Fallout?
I have not played in over a week, so the last time that I saved...
What's wrong with you?
I know, man. I have no time. The last time that I saved, I was at
the... You got time to do podcasts, you got time to play Fallout.
But that's here. That's the difference. I had to bring all my stuff with me.
Bring your PS4 here.
I know.
And hook it in. That's what Lonnie used to do at the hospital.
It's doable.
It's doable.
The last time I saved, I was at the Red Rocket Station. I'm at level like 8 or something. I don't know. I'm still in the
single
digits.
You're still higher than me, so don't worry.
And I have found 2 sets of power armor outside of the main one that you get in the main quest. I found another one out and about, so I've got that going for me, which is nice.
I haven't even found a better gun yet.
Other than the 10mm?
I'm still using the pea shooter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually,
I got the cryolator.
No, did
from
you?
What
did you go
me.
Do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't done that. I'm aware of it. It's one of those keep it in my back pocket if it's necessary type thing.
It's necessary.
At some point in time.
I've been okay, man.
Honestly,
I can't kill a basic enemy.
I haven't died all that often.
When you were setting up your game,
mm-hmm.
When you were selecting difficulties and stuff like mm-hmm. that, did you pick the difficulty where there were landmines every 5 feet?
No.
I must have picked that option.
That's the thing.
Because that keeps happening to me.
I saw a great video online today of somebody using dog meat in an area where I don't know if this is part of the game or if someone had set it up or whatever, but there were tripwire mines that were like the laser mines.
Yeah.
And so this guy's trying to carefully go through and, you know, like disassemble them. I can't think of the name. Deactivate like all the little tripwires.
Yeah.
Dog meat just goes strolling on through, trips them all, and the guy just gets blown to hell. And it was just labeled, damn it, dog meat. That was all there was to it.
There's some good AI in that game. I've seen people just run into a car and just run against the car constantly trying to get to me. For everything Bethesda does right.
Yeah.
A couple things they
do
wrong. It
is classic Fallout, though. At the very least, you can't take that away from them.
That's true. Yeah. You know, I haven't played as much Fallout, though, because I've been playing Star Wars Battlefront.
Oh, yeah.
Jesse got it now. Yeah. So me, Jesse, and Dalton, all 3 of us have it.
Yeah,
Steven
Dalton
has it, too, but
Dalton was complaining about Jesse playing it yesterday, because evidently Jesse just picked it up and became a Jedi Master and was just killing everybody.
Because Dalton is terrible at everything he does.
It's by comparison,
and
right?
My
it's
God.
Really out of the
my
beholder.
God. Can we just call Dalton Nate now? Is he not the focal point
show.
Of every show?
He makes it in somehow or another.
My biggest fear when Dalton first started coming in was that Dalton was going to take over my life. He was going to become me.
He's like a pod person.
Yeah.
He's going to assimilate
you. Slowly. Oh, my God.
I didn't recognize him yesterday with that Power Rangers sock hat on. No, to be fair, I didn't recognize Asa either. I didn't realize that was Asa beside me.
You
I was like, oh, whoa.
You didn't recognize Asa. Not only did you not recognize him, when you saw him, it looked like you had seen a ghost.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
you freaked
me
out.
Off.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't expect him there early in the day like that.
Well, sometimes he gets off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
He comes in and plays Diablo all day. Oh, my God.
He's obsessed.
So we're playing. He's playing, and he's level 44.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, what are you doing? Yeah, blah, blah, blah. And then he looks up at me with these creepy eyes, and he just says, I started this character this morning.
Oh, my God.
And I went, cool. He's like, actually, it wasn't this morning. It was when I got here. So in the 4 or 5 hours that from he got
just
to the store,
level,
he's
level,
higher level.
Level
than me after
oh,
months of
man.
Playing.
You want to say it?
I want to say it so
you
bad.
You want to get it out of your system.
I
want
to say it so bad.
I understand.
But the suits are watching this one.
Yeah, they're keeping an eye on us.
Yeah. So we're doing pro wrestling tomorrow, but I got to ask you just real quick.
Yeah.
What did you think of Survivor Series?
I was just disappointed. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. Actually, I was kind of mad too. In general, I didn't.
What did I tell you? I told you they were going to go the safe route.
Yeah.
That Reigns was going to be the conquering hero, and they completely did exactly the way I thought they
would. I mean, at the very end of the day, at least it didn't end with Reigns. It was a very Bray Wyatt, anyone but you scenario. But I just.
I'm drinking a soda, by the way.
That's okay.
If I'm slurping on
that's
the
fine.
Air, I'm not doing anything wrong.
After
it's not how I get in the studio.
After Sheamus won, you know, as it was all going on, I thought, well, at least they did that. At least they did something. And even as he and Triple H were making their way up the ramp, I was like, yeah, but
left a bad
now
taste
we got
in your mouth.
This.
Yeah,
yeah. Now we're gonna do this for the next 2 months at least.
As we watched the show, and they had Sheamus out there getting his ass kicked.
Mm-hmm.
I could say that. That's
you can
not
say
too
that.
Bad.
I said, damn it.
You can say
fine.
Ass on the air.
It's fine. If you say it on the air, it's probably fine.
He got his ass kicked by, was it Kalisto, Ryback, and
the Usos?
Other. Yeah, one
sure.
of the Usos. He got beat up and torn down. And when that happened, I said, he's going to win the title later.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've already embarrassed him.
Right.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Why would you have him win the title the same night he got beat up by everybody?
Seth Rollins. Same thing happened with him at WrestleMania. Got run down by Randy Orton. And then at the end of the night, guess who's WWE champion? It's the same logic.
That makes no sense.
I know. I'm with you.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
it made me so mad because even though I don't want to see Roman Reigns as champion, give it to him.
Right.
Just give him
just
the damn title.
Just let him run with it.
Yeah, see what happens.
But they're never going to try.
No, it can't be any worse than
not at this point anyway.
Is Sheamus done filming Ninja Turtles 8?
evidently. I would think that's why they gave him the belt. But, I mean, yeah, I said it afterward, and now I'm, you know, I could be wrong, but it's going to be, it feels very predictable. You've got Sheamus as champion, probably through TLC. Now, they could hotshot it back to Reigns there, but then I don't know what you do with Roman all the way up until WrestleMania. So my guess is Sheamus holds on through TLC. He holds on through the Royal Rumble, because that's usually a throwaway title match anyway. He holds on maybe until Fastlane, if not until at that. Because Fastlane, by the way, is in St. Louis this year.
No.
In February, or next year, technically.
No. You're and not getting me to another one.
Reigns wins it
I'm
there.
Not getting accosted by more people.
Reigns wins it in February, goes on to probably rematch with Lesnar at WrestleMania, because that's what everyone wants.
You really think they're going to put it on Reigns at this point?
Yeah, I think in February they probably will. That's my guess right now, is that they'll do that.
If they don't put it on Reigns, if they just keep dangling in front of him, the carrot right in front of his face,
yeah.
At what point do you feel pity for him? At what point do you go, okay, we kind of made fun of this at first, but it's not funny anymore?
I would love to have a little sympathy for Roman Reigns, but there's a guy by the name of Bray Wyatt.
Who?
Exactly. All my sympathy goes that direction right now.
But he's the eater of worlds. He's the new face of fear. He doesn't need victories. Wins and losses don't matter.
No, not at all.
I don't think
except
you
except when you don't have any.
He has plenty of
there's
losses.
There's a threshold. Yeah, he does.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Actually, I did post one thing on Facebook 16 minutes ago that says Mr. 100 with Double H right now. Ask a question. Best question gets on the air.
Okay.
I'm just going to say the first person that replied.
Okay.
It was Lindsay, because she's the only one up right now.
Okay.
if you were to choose one music group, artist to be forever...
Take two.
Yeah, I don't know if Lindsay actually... You spell check or anything.
That's okay.
You were to choose one music group / artist to forever be known as the world favorite.
Are you sure Lindsay's up right now? Are you certain she's awake?
I feel like I'm reading one of those quizzes we take at work all the time.
Some BuzzFeed partner put together.
Their work will be saved for all time and shared with the world regularly so that they will never be forgotten. Who do you choose to bestow this on? Okay, I guess what she's saying is pick one artist that the world will forever love.
Right.
Who is it?
God.
Because there's only one clear-cut answer.
Well, the immediate
Nickelback.
Answer that... Jesus!
Why is that not a button on there?
Yeah, I don't know how I didn't get around to making
that
needs
one, to
man.
Be a button.
The immediate answer for me on a personal front is the Foo Fighters. That's going to be the one I'm going to go
for
to
one
almost
song?
Every time. Yeah.
The
yeah,
song that is so important. Yeah, yeah, when I was in St. Louis, I got a message from you. It said, turn it on this station right now.
Turn it on the point right now. It was on.
I can't. I'm
in
the mall. Car,
or moments in the mall. Past. Yeah, not in the car. It's over. It's fast.
Sorry, I just listened to Spotify.
It's okay. It's fine. Fine. It's probably fine.
Everlong, the greatest song.
Yeah, it would be, on a personal front, it would be the Foo Fighters. Now, I mean, if I'm having to literally go from music from literally the beginning of time to now, I don't think I could do that. If only because I got to go outside of my own, you know, personal experience. And I'm sure that there were people who heard, you know, Brahms and I don't know, I'm going to say the 17th century or so was around
I'm
that
time.
I'm
not a music major.
And I'm a minor, so sorry, I can't help you too much either. We need Dalton.
No, we don't.
But yeah, I mean,
I'm
going to
text him and say, hey, what time period was Brahms? Active in
Johann Brahms. I think, you know, obviously there you're gonna have to go back to something that made music, you know, I don't know, Mozart, something that made it not just relevant but to the forefront. But yeah, on a personal front, yeah, it's the Foo Fighters.
You wouldn't pick Nickelback.
I wouldn't pick Nickelback. I wouldn't even give you your Nickelback for asking that question.
You know who I would pick?
Who?
Johnny Cash.
That's a good call.
I would.
It's not a bad call.
I would.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not a big fan of country.
I can understand that.
Johnny Cash transcends music to me.
Oh, well, I will. Okay, if I had to go back a little outside of my own experience, I guess, or at least within my time frame of life, now I feel terrible because I can't think of names. Blues Man with Lucille, the guitar.
Oh, B.B. King?
Thank you. I don't know why in the world I couldn't come up with that, but yeah, I'd probably go back to B.B. King.
Well, there's a lot of great artists back in that time period.
Yeah, absolutely.
Elvis?
Yeah, I've never been a big Elvis guy.
I don't like Elvis
either.
With
you. Yeah.
No one likes Elvis except their parents.
Right.
Everyone's parents loves Elvis.
And they want to go to Graceland, and they got to... I've never even been to Graceland, and I have no desire to go to Graceland. I got nothing against Elvis. I mean, the guy is whatever, it's fine, but he just never resonated with me the right way. B.B. King, on the other hand, the blues guys, that's a very different story.
But I feel we keep coming back to Nickelback.
I feel like you keep coming back to Nickelback.
I just want someone in the world to say, Shannon, it's okay to like Nickelback.
It is okay to like Nickelback. I'll tell you that, all right.
And they're
it's okay
a viable band.
It's okay to be wrong, Shannon. It's
God
fine.
Dear, oh. Oh,
I was trying to trap you on that one.
No,
trying to get you.
I'm
there.
Not gonna curse. But I mostly do it for Dalton because it tortures him.
Oh, I understand.
He hates Nickelback so much. We have this Polaroids at the store.
Yeah, the 1989 ones.
Yeah,
Taylor Swift style.
Yeah. And the first time Dalton walked in, I played the Photograph song by Nickelback, and I showed him the Photograph. He didn't appreciate it, but I thought it was hilarious.
I still like the modified version. That's look at this graph, and he just holds the bar graph or the line chart. I don't remember what it is, but that's my favorite.
I saw a meme the other day. It was of Taylor Swift. I didn't know it was Taylor Swift,
yeah.
And now I do.
Yeah.
But it's the girl sitting in her room holding up the poster board,
mm-hmm.
and it says, like, love you, and then the guy holds up Fallout.
Fallout 4.
Just says sorry.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one.
And yet we haven't played Fallout 4 nearly as much. We did a show on Fallout 4, and we haven't done much about it.
Yeah, it was about Fallout in general, but let's be honest, it was about Fallout 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, believe me, I wish I'm planning to get some time with it today. Sarah's off today and, through the rest of the week. They had a professional development day yesterday without the kids at school, so she's off the rest of the week. I know she's probably playing right now. And then I'll go and play, too. I mean, we bought a PS4 specifically so that we could play at the same time. It's that bad.
That's why you need to bring it here and play.
I know.
Hear
you.
That's what I was going to ask you about the concert.
Mm-hmm.
Going way back to 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I saw the pictures online of the concert. Mm-hmm. And I saw mostly it was just pictures of the bands with your wives.
Yeah.
I thought, where the hell is Hunter in any of
these
pictures?
I think I explained that clearly. So we got a very limited, because when you get meet and greets for these concerts and these events and stuff, you shoot for the moon and hope that you get a decent amount afterwards. So when Kirby asked, can we get some meet and greet passes? Can we get to meet the bands, you know, since we're presenting the show?
Yeah.
They said, sure. You know, how many people do you want to bring back? And Kirby literally said, well, how about 100? And they were like, yeah, no, that's not working. So he said, well, how about 50? And they're like, oh, that's still too many, you know, with as many bands as we have and how much time we have to work with. So eventually they let him settle at 25. We gave away 20 of those. The rest were for staff only, not with guests. It was staff only. So that would be me, Kirby, April, Rachel, and who am I forgetting? Jen. Well, Jen gave hers up so that a former coworker of ours could go with Kirby.
Yeah.
She really wanted to go.
Right.
And Breaking Benjamin is Sarah's favorite band in the world, pretty much. Well, I take that back. May is her favorite band, but Breaking Benjamin is right up there. So I said, do me a favor, Kirby, just put Sarah's name on the list instead of mine. So that she can go back instead. I would rather her get to go and do that than me.
Right.
Which is what we did. So I showed up early. I dropped her off. I went and did some stuff with some friends of ours who were up for the show. Rob and Heather, you met them briefly at Extra Life.
Yeah.
And then came back. I find out later that at least two of our coworkers canceled and didn't go, and I could have gone in. Yeah, so I didn't get to do the pictures. I was a little disappointed.
I could have sworn you were going to say at least two of the band hit on your wife.
No, one of them, Sarah thought at the time, because she told me after, she was like, I'm going to point him out because it kind of irritated me, this guy. And it was one of the guys from Shinedown. He said something like, I really like your look or something like that. And she was just real not into it. Plus, his fiance was there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, and
these rock stars, they can get away with whatever they want.
Well, she found out later that he had said that to more than one person, so it wasn't like a personal, because I was a little on edge.
You ready to rock?
I was a little irritated.
You ready to roll?
Yeah. But yeah, she even told me, I mean, she's like, it made me uncomfortable. I didn't like going back there without you to do that. And I was like, well, the good thing was, I mean, she had, you know, coworkers of mine that she knew. Rachel was there. Kirby was there.
Yeah.
So it wasn't as big a deal, but yeah, it was a shame that I didn't get to do that. I did end up getting, cause she got three, autograph things, and she only really wanted the Breaking Benjamin one, the one that had all their autographs on it.
Yeah.
So she gave me the ones for Shinedown and Seven Dust, and they're at my desk right now. So that's kind of neat. It was fun. And I got to go on stage later on. We got to go on and introduce the bands and come up, you know, in between the songs. So
you know, that reminds me of someone else that did something similar.
Hmm.
A guy named Kevin Casey. When he went on, when he got in the ring and introduced the TNA show.
You gonna bring the demons out in me today, Shannon? You really gonna do this for me? TNA show. Oh, screw that. Never mind. I don't care.
What do you think I was talking about?
WWE. He's gotten to do it for theirs, too. Haven't I told you about this story?
No, I don't think you have.
Let me throw it at you.
Hold on. Can we say his name on the air?
Oh, yeah. He doesn't matter.
Okay.
He's irrelevant.
I've never
liked Kevin Casey, and I've said this before. I just don't. I don't like the guy.
I liked him until the point. I don't know if I've ever told this story on the air.
Yeah.
I don't know. Before you tell your story, let me tell my story.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me vent for a second.
Yeah, go for it.
Because I've hesitated to talk about Kevin Casey on the air, because he's already threatened me once.
With what?
With lawyers.
With his arms?
With what everyone
the
threatens
largest
me.
Arms in the world?
Arms.
Oh, that's, I started to say, that's a Steiner. That's a Steiner move right there.
No, everyone threatens Shannon with lawyers. No one threatens him physically.
Well, can you blame him?
Kevin, people always ask me about Kevin Casey. Why do you and Kevin Casey not get along? Here's why Kevin Casey and I don't get along.
Yeah.
I used to work at GameStop.
Mm-hmm.
You know that.
I'm aware.
Because you used to work at
GameStop. I've heard about it.
Yeah.
That's how we met.
I've heard stories.
Yeah. So I'm at GameStop one day. I'm talking to John Massey, mm-hmm. Big Johnny.
Big Johnny.
Big
Shout
Johnny.
Big Johnny.
And it's when I first started doing the Blogzilla website. Mm-hmm. I'm so proud of it. It's got, we were getting 100 hits a day,
yeah.
100 reads, which for someone just starting out that doesn't advertise, that has nothing to back him up, that's pretty good for me.
That's a big deal, yeah.
So I told John that. I was like, yeah, we had 1,000, you know, 3,000 people last month.
Right.
And Kevin Casey, who is not in the conversation.
But happens to be in the store.
But happens to be in the store and is in the vicinity of the conversation.
Right.
Hears that, turns around, and tells me, well, that's great. We had 50,000 listens in last hour on the station.
That's how he operates. That's Kevin Casey in a nutshell.
And I thought, what an
upper.
What an asshole.
Yeah.
What an asshole.
And you're right.
You know? But I didn't say anything because he's one of John's customers. He's always been a customer at GameStop.
Sure.
So whatever. I laughed it off. I left. Mm-hmm. But I never let it go. So when I got the TNA show,
mm-hmm.
thanks to present company, we go to the TNA show. And who comes out to introduce it but Kevin Casey?
Mm-hmm.
And what happens when Kevin Casey comes out? Nothing.
Nope.
The apathy was so loud.
Yeah.
That I could hear a pin drop. So I go on to my little site with its 100 hits a day, and I write this article about it, of this great disaster that was the TNA show.
Oh, man.
This story gets picked up by One Wrestling, what was it, PW Insider.
Mm-hmm.
It got picked up by 411 Mania.
Right.
My story is all over the place.
Yeah.
Kevin Casey sees it.
Of course.
And notices that I put in there about him, and he's never let it go. He said he has people that scours the internet for any reference to him. And then once he finds that, then the dogs come out.
Yeah, the people
I'll probably get a letter for this show.
The people are Kevin Casey. That's who the people are.
And I'm sure his wife has free time.
Yeah, probably. My thing is, well, it started with the fact that, and without going into too much detail, I was at one point in time offered a job there, but he lowballed me on a salary lower than what I was making at the time. Why I would want to leave where I was and go there for that is beyond me, but I'm not going to get into too much in the details of that. But yeah, he introduced WWE shows too, and the thing that really got me about that, I still don't know who was behind this, but when we know there's a wrestling show coming to town, especially WWE, I mean, the TNA only did, what, the one time?
And that was a mistake.
And that was, Missouri Gaming Commission made sure that was a good time for everyone.
I'm pretty sure I got more views than they got.
Athletic Commission, I should say, not gaming, the athletic one. But, so, we were told, and I forget which show it was now, because it wasn't the last one. The last one was great. I forget who I interviewed for that, but the person who set me up with the interview got me second row seats. Me and Jake went into that show and sat second row. It was great. But the one, I think it was the one before that. I don't remember when it was. Anyway, point being, when stuff comes into this building that's about WWE, it almost always gets funneled directly to me.
Because
people know around the building, I'm the only one who really watches wrestling. Or
especially now. We record a wrestling podcast here.
Yeah, exactly. So it was brought to my attention, hey, WWE's coming to town. You know, we're going to get tickets. We'll get you set up with the interview and everything, whatever. Is there anything else that you want to do? And I said, yeah, I want to introduce the show. Every time that we've been there, somebody introduces it. It's almost always Kevin Casey or it's someone from the Show Me Center. I want to do it. I don't care what it takes to make it happen. Just make it happen, please. Whatever we have to do. And they're like, okay, cool. We'll check into it. Went by. I didn't hear anything about it. I had heard, you know, a few times from people at the Show Me Center, yeah, we're gonna set something up. We'll get it done or whatever. And then get closer to the show, I'm told by our rep, well, we didn't get that, but we got the tickets and everything. It's all good. Awesome. Great. Cool. I get to the show. We sit down, and who comes strolling out but Kevin Casey.
Hey, Cape Dorado.
Yeah, to introduce the show. And I almost got up and left right then and there. I was so irritated to see that happen because I was just disappointed, man. You know, I don't know who it was who made the call to go with that or whatever. So it's the one and only time that Kevin Casey has actually affected me emotionally. Don't let him for 1 second think that he's actually ever gotten under my skin.
I usually laugh it off.
Yeah.
I laugh
he doesn't even work in radio anymore. As
no,
far
he doesn't.
As I know, he definitely doesn't work.
He's a voice
actor.
He does voice acting now.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Which is
kind of like how I have voice acting on my potentials, but not resume.
Yeah.
It's one thing to say you want to do it. It's another to say you've actually done it.
Hey, if you want to hire a guy that sounds like he smokes 12 packs of cigarettes a day.
And there's a good market for that out there.
And there
somewhere.
Is. Miley Cyrus did
certain.
Well. She did well for herself.
You're not wrong.
But he never let it go. He never let it go. No matter how many times he offered me. He offered me work once.
Yeah.
And in the same moment he's offering me work, he's still telling me about the time I wrote that article about him. He's never let it go.
Oh, man.
Just like Kirby and that guitar. It'd be 20 years
from
now.
He's going to hang on to that. Yeah.
Hey, you still practicing that guitar?
That's how he knows you. That's it.
Teach you some licks. Oh, I've seen what Kirby licks. He has pictures of it on his Facebook.
Well, yeah, actually, I was going to say, yeah, those are public, though. So they you are. Can definitely find that.
You can't hide it if it's public.
That's true.
You can't be upset about it if it's public.
Well, if you put it on Facebook, you can't. There's nothing you can do about it. Trust it's out there.
For someone that's...
Deal with it.
Yeah, someone that knows that if you post things on Facebook, they'll get you in trouble. This
that's
guy.
Out there.
Yeah. Are you happy to do a show without Zach today?
A little bit, yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. I told you before, man, I like Zach. I do. But, you know, sometimes the conversation gets a little derailed. I feel like even when he's trying to make a point, we have to stop down and go, now Zach say things. What do you got, Zach?
Watching the pay-per-views, and he's probably going to listen to this because he knows we're going to talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
Watching the pay-per-views with Zach, and I really hope I... Oh, I just hit that.
It's okay.
It's sometimes I need to remember that when we started this, it was a local thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was us, and everyone around here knew us.
Right.
But now we really... The show is really listened to globally.
Oh, yeah.
There are people that listen to us all over the country.
Oh, iTunes.
And the
got
world.
It out there.
Yeah. So these people don't know who Zach is sometimes.
Right.
If they don't listen to Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
Right.
So there's, right now they're sitting there going, who is Zach?
Who's that?
That's my
I must know more.
I must know about Zach. That's my French. And if you'd like to know more about Zach, email us.
No, you don't.
I need chocolate milk at ICan'tDoThis.com.
ICan'tDoThis.net.
But yeah, watching the pay-per-view with Zach on Sunday...
Does he get, let me ask you, I don't mean to interrupt you, does he get as angry as he does playing 2K?
No.
Okay.
No, he doesn't get as angry, but the things he says...
Well, John Cena wasn't on the show, so...
Not at all. But the things he says are baffling. And what's worse is that there were probably 9 people there.
Yeah.
So I get there, and we got there a little bit early because Allie switches out the sticker art.
Mm-hmm.
So we get there a little bit early. She's working on that. Before the show, me and Jesse and... was it Dalton? I think was... No, Dalton. Dalton had to leave.
Yeah.
It was me and Jesse, and I think maybe Asa. There was a bunch of people there playing. There was mm-hmm. a bunch of people there. And I thought, cool. Everyone's here to watch the wrestling show. This is going to be great.
Right.
Well, the wrestling starts. One person is sitting on the couch, and that's Zach. So I look over at Zach watching it, and I'm still playing Star Wars at that point.
Right.
And I'm like, all right, I got to stop playing this at some point and go over there and watch wrestling. So I go watch wrestling.
Yeah.
And it's just me and Zach sitting on the couch. Allie eventually comes over and sits with me.
Yeah.
But I know she doesn't like wrestling,
right?
Per se.
Right.
She's just there
yeah.
because of me. So it's me and Zach. And have you ever tried to carry a conversation on with Zach about wrestling? Like by
yeah,
yourself?
Yeah, we do it every week.
By yourself.
Oh, yeah. No, you have because I've ducked out of the studio a couple of times.
You have. And God bless you every time.
No, I guess I really haven't because, I mean, even those couple of times that you weren't here... I made the call. I brought in the 5-star man, you know, somebody who can come in and help me out.
Rope him up, rope him in.
Yeah.
He's not that bad watching wrestling. Like,
no.
He says stupid things, but he's not that bad. But occasionally, the things he says are so baffling.
The good thing is with wrestling, at least it keeps him on like a train of thought. It'll keep him focused going one direction. If you try to get off of that, then the tracks just fall apart.
The moment we stopped watching wrestling, and he was getting a rat from Jesse because Kaylee had already left.
Uh-huh.
And Jesse's still playing Diablo.
Right.
Here
come the problems.
Oh, my God. Every second that he's not getting ready to take
Zach
home.
He needed chocolate milk at that point.
He did. Baby needed his bottle so he could go to bed. He's just like, what is he playing? Diablo, that's gay.
Of course. There isn't everything.
That's so stupid.
Ugh.
Yeah.
See, that's fine. You can say that. That's fine. It's irritating or whatever, but everything is gay to him. What are you 5? I mean, since when has that been an insult?
We put Star Wars on in the beginning. And he gets on it, and he's like, I'm going to play. Let me play. I've never played a shooter. What do I do?
Of course.
I'm going to watch me win.
Of course. He needs a coach.
I want to play R2-D2. He starts shooting his teammate. Zach, that's your teammate. Watch me kill this guy.
I'm going to kill this
That's
dude.
Your teammate, you idiot.
Jesus.
We make fun of Ethan for having a helmet. I think Zach needs helmets and a floaty. He's a little rubber ducky around, so he doesn't drown in his own stupidity. I hope he doesn't.
This is what I wanted. I wanted you to go off today. This
God.
Is good. I dragged you to this point.
Oh. I know we got to do this tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right.
With Zach.
Yeah.
Who's going to tell us how much he enjoyed Sheamus winning.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to tell us. He thought it was a good idea Tyler Breeze beat Dolph Ziggler.
I thought it was fun.
I thought it was great.
The Brothers, it was good.
Brothers of Destruction doesn't afraid of anything.
They're the real heroes.
God.
Just get ready. It's coming. It's going to happen.
I never realized how hard it was to do a show without cursing.
You know, in the old days, we did that several times. The Ghostbusters show was fine. The Fallout show was fine.
That's what I told her. Yeah.
It was me and you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just talked about things and we didn't get mad. That was before Zach.
Well, you started talking about Zach. What really did you expect?
Oh.
I can almost hear it. I don't get it.
Let's talk about Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I like it.
Anything? Anything
just
new.
Anything about Ghostbusters.
Please, God.
It's fine.
We want to do a Star Wars D&D thing.
Oh.
We do.
Well.
Jesse and I have been talking about this.
I mean, I've got the books, man. We've played before.
Jesse sent me a virtual book of it.
Okay.
And he was like, you know, we could probably just do it.
It depends on which version it is.
We're not playing that stupid fourth edition.
Yeah. You don't want to do that.
No.
No, really.
That's
gay. In the Star Wars, when it comes to their RPGs, the difference, or the books are very different, the different types of games. I've got the, what they call the Saga Edition, which is what I consider to be the best. This is one of those times where, you know, I complain about that when it comes to D&D, and people are like, oh, man, the editions are so, and they are very different.
Yeah.
They're all playable in very different ways and for very different groups of people. Star Wars, though, really, the Saga Edition is the only one. I've heard the new game is good. I don't know much about it, but the Saga Edition, I've got the main book, which is all you need to play. It is a little complicated. It's kind of like D&D 3.5, but it is a lot of fun, man. We had a running game with it for a while. It was a blast.
If I could steal a quote real quick,
yes.
I don't get it. I don't get D&D. That's what we talked about doing our own thing,
mm-hmm.
for when you're not available.
Yeah.
Like, we'll get a second game going, or
yeah.
we'll do a Star Wars game when we don't have Hunter.
Right.
And I thought, man, do you really want to get into that? Because I've seen the struggles he has just DMing our game.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, it really just, I guess it depends on A, who's playing, and B, who's running the game.
I would be running the game, probably.
Oh, yeah?
Because I have the best voice.
Uh-huh.
I don't care what Jesse Kimball says.
No, you're right.
It's not, people don't tune into this network for him. Sorry, Jesse. Spoiler alert.
Mr. 100%, screw everyone else.
Yeah. It's not Mr. Kimball presents.
Oh, no.
So I would be running the game because I'm also a writer. I don't know. What do you do with stuff like that? Do they have stories you follow, or do you create your own?
I'll use our current D&D game for an example.
Yeah.
I looked up what's called a module, which is, you can buy these, or some of them are printed out for free, depending, you know, some of them come from Wizards of the Coast, some people put their games online, whatever. But it is essentially, it's a complete story. You could play it exactly as it is, and they give you, you know, this goes here, this monster goes here, this person says this, you need this many players, whatever. Some are really, really detailed. Some are not. The one that we're playing, regardless of how detailed it is, I kind of just took the skeleton of it and then shaped it to fit the way that I wanted
it
to go.
So you edited it. You molded it.
I used the general story arc of the different acts of what happens here, there, whatever. And I've mostly used a lot of the same type of people. But, you know, all the dialogue is me. Where you guys, really, this is the thing about a module. When it comes to playing a tabletop game, anybody who's played knows this. No matter how strict you have it, if you make your players play that way and they don't want to, it's not going to be fun.
Yeah.
So you guys have taken, you know, even if I tried to run the module exactly as it was, it would never have gone that way because you guys have done things differently from the way it read out. Well, that's what you want. Yeah.
I did.
That's, well, remember the first, Asa did.
The first time we played, I don't remember what it was, but I was like, can I pick up that table and throw it at the guy?
Sure.
Sure, go for it.
You can try.
Roll for it.
You can try anything, exactly. Yeah. That's what's fun about it.
That's what I like about D&D. That's why I wanted to play.
Yeah.
I don't want to just follow the straight up move five spaces, use attack.
Right.
Like, what can I do that's going to be outside the box?
Right.
If I want to do that, I'll just play Warcraft.
And that's why a lot of people will tell you that 4th edition, which is what we're playing right now, sucks. Because 4th edition's all about combat, and there's not a lot of extra stuff outside, and the rules are so strict. Well, but again, the rules are, it's very Captain Barbossa. The rules are really more like guidelines.
Yeah.
That's all they ever are. You can do whatever you want with them.
John Henson can suck it.
Is that who it is?
That's who it is. Complains? It's John Henson, yeah.
Well, John, if you're listening, email us at 4thEditionIsFine at calmthehelldown.com. It's fine. It's probably fine.
I saw on Kevin Casey's page. Let's go back to Kevin Casey for a second.
This is the most Kevin Casey he's gotten mentioned on this podcast in months.
This is the most Kevin Casey's gotten mentioned in months.
I knew where you were going, and I still liked it.
Oh, he has on his page, I guess it's a link to his email for if you want to hire him.
No, no.
But he forgot to put the at symbol. So it's just like, it is the longest thing. It's like, Kevin Casey does voiceover work for the radio. If you need him, email me at this address, .net.
It makes me think of the old Mitch Hedberg had a great bit about, you know, Mitch Hedberg's bits are all one, two line, and then you're out.
Yeah.
And he talked about the old 1-800 numbers that are way too long. He goes, I tried to call one time, but it was like, call 1-800, I love brand new carpeting. And I'm like, that's too many letters. Just keep pressing them until somebody answers. It's fine. Oh, geez.
I like Mitch Hedberg, but he's no Bo Burnham.
Yeah, you know, you're right, and thank God for that. Oh, Bo Burnham. Bo Burnham was a thing for a while, wasn't he?
I think he's still a thing.
Probably.
CJ and Allie both were like, you need to watch this. It's hilarious. So I go, okay, put it on. And they put it on, and the first like 5 minutes is him singing about dinosaurs or something. And maybe I'm old. Maybe Dalton's right.
Maybe. Hang on now. There's maybe some bold claims we're making today on the
first time
podcast
in history. Maybe Dalton's right, and I just didn't get it.
I don't get it.
I watch stupid things. I watched Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Yeah.
I watched Robot Chicken. That's relatively sensible.
Yeah.
12-Ounce Mouse. No one remembers 12-Ounce Mouse. You remember 12-Ounce Mouse?
Vaguely.
I watched that, and I enjoyed it. But even I'm watching Bo Burnham, and I'm just like stone-faced. I'm not laughing.
I said it at Extra Life when we were on our way to Burritoville. I liked Bo Burnham the first time when he was called Dimitri Martin. I liked him better when he was,
I like John Panette.
I like John Panette. John's fine.
Miss John Panette.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's a shame.
Yeah. That sounded so insincere.
It did.
Yeah.
Well, that's
a shame he coked out.
That's a shame. Oh, man. So, Star Wars D&D is a blast, man. I'm not going to lie to you.
Full circle. First circle.
Yeah, yeah. It's not called that, obviously. It's its own thing.
What about that Ghostbusters D&D? You were saying something about that.
That's actually...
Is that really a thing?
Yeah, well, there's a game type called Savage Worlds.
Yeah.
And for the life of me, I don't remember who it was released. It's not Wizards of the Coast who put it out. But it's another game that's kind of like with the Star Wars book. You get a basic book. And there's a general setup for, you know, if you're playing in this time frame, here's these types of weapons or whatever. But they don't... Whereas, like, Star Wars, okay, it all takes place in the Star Wars universe. With D&D, you have Forgotten Realms, or you have Eberron, or whatever. You know, there's different realms, there's different things that are set up. Just like, you know, even the Marvel RPGs are all set up in, okay, it's in the 616 universe, or the Ultimate universe, whatever. Savage Worlds is kind of intended to be even more of just a framework. Here's some basic rules on how the game works. You decide the characters, you decide the setting, you decide what they do. Somebody put together a really great Ghostbusters version of that. Now, there is a regular just 80s Ghostbusters RPG because, I mean, when the movies were popular, tabletop was at its height.
Yeah.
So everything. There's an old WWF RPG that came out at the time. Whoa. You can buy the book.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's a real thing.
You're saying we could do a wrestling D&D set.
It's not very good. Let me just put it to you that way. And it's not, this is the thing, this is where you have to kind of step away from the idea of it being D&D and just give it a blanket tabletop is what it is.
Okay, tabletop.
It's not, you're role-playing, you're doing stuff like you would do in D&D, only you're not going to have like a map and a grid and stuff. It's more, okay, well on this day your character does this, you roll to see how your match goes, that kind of stuff. It's not.
That sounds boring.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It didn't work out too
well. That's
gay. The ghost. Easy, Zach.
Sorry.
He'll be here tomorrow. You're chatting
right now.
Yeah,
he will. Oh, he'll be there today, I'm sure.
He'll feed you,
baby. He'll want to do that Royal Rumble when I get there.
Oh, jeez. The Ghostbusters one that they put out is pretty good. It's very 80s. All the stuff is pretty archaic. The Savage Worlds one, though, is basically just like a Ghostbusters skin over a regular game. And it looks like it would be a lot of fun. I've never gotten a chance to play it. I ran an online version of the 80s one years ago that went on for 2 or 3 months, but eventually my players kind of fizzled out and it never really got completed. I still have the board up, though. I need to send you a link to it so you can read.
Yeah. Well, have you seen the one I was talking about? I sent you a picture of it. It's just called, like, Ghostbusters the Board Game.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's a board game. I mean, that's a straight up and down board game. There's not going to be any...
But if you look at the back, it looks like it has a lot of D&D stuff to it. It has leveling up, character cheats, stuff like
right.
that, you know?
Wizards of the Coast put out several actual, like, D&D board games like that, too, and I can't think of the names now, but they've done several like that, too, and it does have the level it comes at. The difference is you're not really role playing. You don't really have, well, my character thinks like this and does like this and all that. You know, you just get a little token and that's your character.
Yeah.
And they can level up, but it's not really, that's as far as it goes into the RPG element. You're gonna get different stats and that kind of thing, but you don't really have a sense of character. That's the difference when it comes to something like the Savage Worlds type games and stuff.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, now I don't want to buy the Ghostbusters game.
Well, I mean, you can buy it, but
$80,
it's not
going to
get
so.
You. Yeah, that's the thing. They're not cheap. You get that board, you get that licensing, and...
Yeah, that's what... Yeah, ask Stephen Berry's. That's what killed him. Do you remember, there used to be a board game I played all the time. I can't remember the name of it. You seem like you were relatively smart
about board games. You know.
It was like an adventure game. You had little doors, and you couldn't see anything until you walked in the door.
Mm-hmm.
There were monsters. You could level up. It's kind of like what you're talking about, like with the board game. And I want to say it was called like Hero Quest or something
like
Hero
Quest. That's it.
Does that sound about right?
The name of it. Yeah, that's what it's called. Hero Quest.
I've always wanted to find that game again. Not that anyone will freaking play with it.
If I remember correctly, they made some newer versions of that coming into the 90s, but it never really took off. You know, it kind of, just like those board games, when you have a license like the Ghostbusters thing, it'll sell based on the license alone. You see a logo, you know what you're getting into, you're going to buy it.
Yeah.
But something like HeroQuest kind of straddled the line of it's not quite an RPG and it's not quite a video game. And also, it's super generic because there's not a, you know,
there's
a
no
name
license.
Brand. Right. Yeah. There's nothing attached to it. So, you know, had that been Hero Quest, people would have bought it like crazy.
That's why I found it at, I think I bought it at, I don't know if you've ever heard of this store.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Elias? It was in Cairo.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm from Southern Illinois originally.
Yeah, you say Elias, and I think Elias Ace Hardware. So I'm probably not what we're going for.
Actually, I think that's, before it was that, though, it was just like a store.
Oh, okay.
It was kind of like a dollar store type thing, but mm-hmm. a little bit better. See, we didn't go to Walmart. For a lot of kids, like Toys R Us was the big toy store.
Mm-hmm.
For me, Walmart was the big store.
Oh, yeah. When I was a kid, it was the same way.
Yeah, when went to Walmart, it was like going to like the biggest mall in the world.
You remember when Walmart didn't have groceries?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when it wasn't Super?
Yeah.
It was just Walmart.
They don't even call them Super anymore. Back then, at least, that felt special. It was like a Superstar Destroyer. That was a big deal, you know?
It's like, Mom, where are we going tonight? Oh, we're going to Super Walmart.
No,
Super Walmart. Man.
You could eat there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can find anything there. And since we're talking about Walmart, this is what I do. I don't know if you've ever listened to the show before.
Oh, yeah, occasionally. Once or twice.
Well, something that's always boggled my mind, and since you're in the biz,
mm-hmm.
maybe you can tell me why.
Okay.
Why are the movies unedited at Walmart, but the CDs are censored?
You know, I don't get that either.
I've never understood that.
Actually, now that you mentioned it, that's kind of the first time I've thought of that. I mean, I knew Walmart didn't do the parental advisory version of CDs because they wanted to be the family store.
Yeah.
But yeah, they do carry unedited DVDs.
They sell R-rated films, but they won't sell.
I guess they just assume nobody buys DVDs anymore.
Well,
it might have something to do with it anyway.
If you know why Walmart sells
you knew it was coming.
Edited CDs but not edited movies, email us at, I don't know.
Come on.
Email us at dear.
Email us at walmartisweird@parentaladvisory.com. Gov.
I was trying to think of the guy that made that invented Walmart.
Oh, man.
What was his
Steve Walmart.
Jimmy Walmart.
His...
Yeah. Steve and Jimmy. They were brothers. No, what the hell is that? Sam Walton.
Oh, yeah.
Sam Walton.
It is Sam Walton.
God, why can
Sam's
I not
Club.
Think of that? Sam's Club.
That's where it comes from.
The place where you have to pay for a membership mm-hmm. to go buy things.
That's right. But you'll never run out of ketchup.
I hope you
just
need.
Just get the bulk style.
Yeah, I hope
You're
you
fine.
Need 18 pounds of peanut butter.
Who doesn't?
And they don't come in like separate jars. It's like one giant tub
it's
of
one
peanut
big
butter.
Deal. Yeah.
Yeah. You could go swimming in that peanut butter.
It'll, by the end of the plastic kind of gets that yellowy look to it by the time you're done. It's been around for so long.
Maybe we can find Zach's stupid ass ghost pepper there.
Yeah, too many of them. We already have too many of them. I mean, they're not ghost peppers.
They're not.
But...
And we checked when we were on our journey to find it.
Mm-hmm.
I checked the heat levels.
Yeah.
Schofield. Again, I have to remember
or
that
field.
Sometimes people from France don't know what I'm talking
right.
about. So if you're from France,
email us.
No.
I told you that's my favorite show meme now.
Go back and listen to Mr. 100% Zach Price, or did I call him the coach? Or I don't know.
Who
called
knows?
Him. Who gives a shit? Damn it.
There you go.
Just one.
You brought it out.
It was
you?
Just one.
It's fine.
Go back and
no,
watch that show.
You called him an asshole earlier, actually.
Well, you can say asshole on TV.
No. Not here.
Oh, you can't say asshole
No, they'll on they'll censor one part of the... Even on TV, they'll censor one part of the word.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I screwed this all up. We just say what we want now.
It's fine.
No, I'm not...
It's fine. It's probably fine.
But yeah, we checked the Schofield, and it was like a 25,000, the ones he ate, which is basically baby peppers.
Right.
That's what they give mentally retarded children. To put them to bed at night.
Well, here we go.
You know?
The gloves are off.
That's what Zach ate.
Jeez.
They give it to pregnant women.
Oh, man.
When they get hungry. They
you know, he's
peanut
never
going
to let anybody live this down that on this particular show, I think we talk more about Zach than we have.
Well, and the reason, let me give a little reason why. You're probably saying, but Shannon, normally by this point you're talking about the blacks. You're talking about... You've got so many offensive things going. Well, here's why we don't talk about that with Hunter. Because Hunter works in radio.
It's true.
And there are certain things we can't talk about because we don't want to get Hunter in trouble.
Well, we're also here
in the building. We're in the building.
Yeah.
So we keep it fluffy.
It's a good idea.
For this show.
You should see if there's more questions. I'll look.
There's not.
I can look. There's not?
There's not.
Okay.
No one's up. Everyone's at work.
It's like 11 o'clock. They should be up by now.
I wouldn't be.
I'm going to look. Did you tag me? Is this something I'm going to see?
No, I didn't tag you.
Okay. So, well, I'll probably see it anyway because your stuff usually goes to the
damn
top
it, I
of the
should
page
have tagged
here.
You. Then maybe people care about you.
It's just the one question.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's probably
I should have done it last night, but I thought, nah.
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 It's fine. We don't need questions. About? We got 10 minutes left.
We made seriously?
It this far, yeah.
Oh, I don't want to leave.
Well, we can keep it going. I got
go
nothing
sleep
to do.
Here.
I already ate.
We can just film a week full of shows right now.
No, we'll just keep it going.
Wait, don't you have,
in
don't
three,
you have to,
two, one.
You actually have to get back on the air, though, don't you?
Well, eventually, yeah, at noon.
What's
but,
that
I mean, it's 11 o'clock. We're good.
No.
We're good. We on the network.
25,000 on the Schofield.
25,000 on the Schofield.
Yes.
Which is just
which is
like
what
a pepperoni.
It's what they feed
yeah.
baby pets at the veterinarian's office when they put them to sleep. When they put Old Yeller down, they feed him a 25,000 on the scale.
Why would you do that? Okay, so you got that for Zach.
Yeah.
That's what he ate.
That's
and
all
he couldn't do it.
And
he needed chocolate milk.
And he wanted a ghost pepper.
Yeah.
We had the option of getting a habanero. The
yeah.
habanero is like, I think, what was it, like 400,000
like
or something
10
like
times
that?
Hotter yeah. than that or something.
And he couldn't handle the baby peppers.
Oh, no. Well, and then who was it? Somebody offered up some...
oh, it was Bryant, the California
Reapers or something.
If you have a food with the word Reaper in the title... You know.
Email us.
And, and I'm definitely getting that pepper for Zach because
oh,
I want Zach
yeah.
to die.
That's his Christmas present.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to record it, too.
Yeah, get it for him for Christmas.
I mean, he threw up and cried.
Christmas party at the store.
Yeah.
Give it to him. Actually, are you doing a Christmas party at the store?
I don't know who's listening.
Oh, yeah. That's
there
a good
are certain
question.
People that got super hurt about Christmas last year.
Oh, yeah.
And to be fair, I'm not even going to make fun of it because to be fair, it was an unfair situation.
Yeah.
So whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. But yeah, we'll do a Christmas thing at the store this year. And gosh, I hope it could be better.
And gosh, I hope
no,
it's better.
You know what we're doing for Christmas?
Yeah.
Michael Branham, if you're listening, we're doing TurtleCon 15.
Oh yeah, TurtleCon is coming
TurtleCon
around.
Is coming to Cape Girardeau.
Venus is going to be here, as I understand.
She's going to dress up as Venus, yeah.
Don't do that. Don't do that to somebody. Don't put that evil on somebody else. That's terrible.
I'm not going
to
wear it.
Venus the Psychic Ninja Turtle.
Oh,
oh man, it's real. Look it up, kids. That's a real
not
thing.
According to Asa.
Yeah, I know.
Asa refuses to believe.
You know what? I'm going to rescind that statement. None of that ever happened because I've made Asa too sad over the past few days. I posted about how Bray Wyatt was going to never do anything important, and he was like, "Stop making me sad."
Now that's funny to watch. Is Asa watch wrestling?
Oh man,
because he does get animated.
Asa watches wrestling like Steven plays Destiny. It's funny.
The best was
it's
that
pretty similar.
We were watching wrestling while Steven was playing
or
Destiny.
Or like Zach plays Mario Maker.
As we're watching wrestling, Steven is down at the end playing Destiny. And
playing
I just,
Destiny?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you said wrestling.
No,
I was
no,
real
Destiny,
confused.
No. And I'm sitting there, we're playing, we're watching the show, and then I'll just hear from down there during one of the quiet moments, God damn it.
Oh, man. You know, if you really wanted to, like, power the store for the rest of the year and you could find a way to harness hate as energy, just put Steven on Destiny, Asa watching any recent WWE pay-per-view.
Just watching wrestling.
Yeah. Zach playing Mario Maker.
Or wrestling.
Dalton playing Star Wars.
Yeah. Well, now, if you want to just harness hate with Dalton, just hook it up to me when he's around. Because
you're not wrong.
The level of hate I have.
Send Fonzie into the store.
Oh, God.
Hey, Shannon. Hey,
I figured out what the greatest music of all time is.
What's that, Fonzie?
You figured it out, Fonz?
Did you?
What is it? It's electronic. No kidding.
I thought he was going to kill everyone when he wandered in yesterday.
I still think he's going to kill.
Yeah.
The first day
that's
he came,
how it's going to end.
First day he came back in, he stood up at the counter for 20 minutes playing his 3DS. And I finally said, hey, Fonz, could you not stand up by the counter in case customers come in? Well, I don't want you to get on my case already about all this.
Oh,
Fonz, I'm not getting on your case, man.
Yeah.
So if you can protect us from Fonzie,
email us.
Email us at give me some chocolate milk.
At ICan'tDoIt.com.
You broke me.
I did.
I got to go to work after this.
Less than an hour. It didn't take long.
Oh, my God. I'm so tired of doing this show.
Well, this whole show was supposed to be about anything but everything we've talked about.
This show originally started as a parody
of
other
true.
Things.
Yeah.
I told her this morning, like, I was going to make a big announcement that I'm leaving Podzilla.
And we played that game already. We did that.
No, I was going to be... I'm serious. I'm...
You remember literally for the first, like, 3 months of Podzilla, it was constantly, well, Hunter's taking over the show. He's going to be in charge now. And I had people like Tanner literally coming to me. He was like, so... is it cool if I still keep doing Tanner Thursday? I'm like, I don't know.
Nate,
I guess.
Nate had an opinion on it because he thought he was a deep-rooted part of the show.
Man, he thought he... Well, just a few days ago, oh, one celebrity I only see... Or two celebrities I only see one. He was talking about us.
Yeah, I wonder where he was going to go with
that. Be careful with how you phrase the rest of this statement. No, I'm just going to let it eat at you. And I was like, buddy, you have well overestimated the ability to get in my brain.
Nate is that...
Yours especially.
Nate is that guy in the meme where he says, fight me IRL, faggot.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, he forgot he was not on the internet anymore. Yeah.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Not here.
Guess who's really jacked? Mr. 100.
Well, I thought for sure that at some point in time this was going to go interview style, and then I kept thinking, man, we did 15 on Friday, what, like 3 years ago?
We did, and I wanted to talk about that. I wanted to talk about that, and now I didn't. Instead, we talked about fucking Zach.
You got all kinds of time. I got nowhere to be other than where I'm at in this chair right now. Literally, if we ended and I just had to turn on the mic like Mike Rannick busting it on us that one day, it'd be fine.
If Mike Rannick busts in here again, I'm spearing him.
Not this time.
Not this time.
I'm on the air. It's fine.
Yeah, you're on the air right now.
I'm still on the air right now.
This is going live.
There's a break coming up in literally 3 minutes that will air, and it'll be me, and it'll be fine.
It's always weird for me to hear you on the radio.
Me too.
As I'm talking to you. Because I'm like, he ain't there.
My favorite instance of that ever happening to me personally was, this has been almost a year ago. Sarah and I were getting ready to go to our parents, or her parents, I guess, first, for Christmas break, actually. It was coming up a pretty similar time this time last year. And so the day before, we didn't want to cook anything because we didn't want a bunch of leftovers. So I was going to go pick up barbecue from this really good place in Perryville. We don't go there very often. It's pretty rare because they're kind of like Poly Eyes here. Like, they are only, you have to have a sundial to know when they're open and what they have.
Like the smoke
shop.
Yeah, over by Subway. Yeah,
same idea.
Not that I go there.
So shout out to the smoke shop. So I go to... I go to this place, and I can't even think of the name of it. That's how infrequently we go there. But I go there to pick up this barbecue. I'd already called it in, and I had like a random hoodie on or whatever. It was cold, of course. And I come in, and
I heard
I'm
you look like a white Trayvon Martin.
Like a white Trayvon Martin. That was funny as hell, by the way.
That's pretty funny.
So I'm standing in line waiting to pick up some stuff at the counter because they were crazy busy. And I hear, because K103 is on the radio, I hear a break of mine come on. And all of a sudden, like, I kind of felt like in those movies, well, especially The Fugitive, where you're, like, in the post office and you see your own wanted poster.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I got to get out of here. I got to get out of here.
I can't do this.
And nothing. I can't do this. They shot them out. But, yeah, nothing came of it. It was just funny at the time. But, yeah, even hearing myself on the radio is still a little weird. And I listen to myself daily. I go back and listen to a break or two just to see how it went. I mean,
see how you sound.
You air check yourself.
Yeah. I used to listen to this show all the time.
Yeah.
Like, at first, I would always listen to it. I don't.
Yeah.
Because I'm like Zach now. I'm like, well, I was there.
Well,
I'm literally there for all of them.
I have the drive to do. So,
that's true.
I mean, it gives me something to do all the way. Yeah.
I did listen to Pro Wrestling Unscripted on the way back from St. Louis when we went Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
And it sounded pretty good.
It was a good one.
It was a good show.
Actually, I haven't listened to that one yet. I need to go back.
The first 30 minutes are gold when we're talking about Ric Flair.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even Zach, like, when he's serious, when we're all serious, it's good.
You can get him on topic and it works.
You are the biggest reason. Now, here, all right, now I'm going to go into ass kissing mode for a little while. You were the biggest inspiration for this show.
Well,
you made it happen.
I try.
Even back when I did Blogzilla, you know, like you said, we had the 15 on Friday. I'm amazed you even remember it because it felt like it was 20 years ago.
I told you before, it's my favorite interview. It might be my only, it's not my only interview. I did an interview for my hometown newspaper for New Madrid years ago.
Yeah.
And that's like framed and up on my desk. My mom got it and framed it and was so excited about it. So that's on my desk and that's fun. But yeah, I mean, if I'm asked to do like an FAQ type thing, I'm like, I just give you a link, man. All this is still pretty accurate. You know, I mean, I know we're talking about, you know, in the article, the E3 that where they debuted the PS4 and the Xbox One.
Yeah.
That's fine. Ignore that part. The rest of it is still.
Some things have changed.
Yeah, it's still pretty accurate. It's fine.
But I wish I could do that more. That's kind of what I wanted to do with this Mr. 100 thing.
Yeah.
Because I would interview people, just interview them and talk to them one-on-one. And I interviewed you.
Mm-hmm.
I interviewed Christine Adams, mm-hmm. who was the nude model that pretty much launched the website. Because until I interviewed her, no one cared.
Right.
But then it was like, oh, by the way, here's this really pretty naked Asian girl. And everybody was like, really?
You doing what now?
Yeah, all of a sudden I was popular.
Yeah.
Stanton Friedman.
right,
who is the biggest person I've ever interviewed.
Yeah.
Literally rocket scientist.
Oh, yeah.
And world's most renowned ufologist.
Right.
And JP Herod, who worked on Ultima Online, mm-hmm. which is my favorite game of all time, worked for EA.
Which is pretty awesome.
I'm very happy about that, yeah. And then I stopped doing it. I think you were the last one.
I think so.
No, Stanton Friedman was the last one.
Oh, yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
That's right.
Because he broke me.
Yeah.
It was such a miserable experience. I was so... It just didn't seem like he cared.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure you do so many interviews... And you're like, oh, it's great, but eventually you stop caring.
Well, I told you before, I mean, when I've done the WWE interviews with people, when they come into town, you know, there are some really great ones, and I haven't had a bad one in a long time, but both Jack Swagger and Mark Henry were so bored. In fact, I think I said that in that 15 on Friday.
You
asked me.
Yeah.
Both of them were, and I mean, I get it, man. You know, you got to do an interview at 7 o'clock in the morning. God knows what time it is where you are when you're doing this, and you're just having to say the same stuff. So that's why I try to keep it interesting. I try to make a point right off the bat to say something to let you know, look, I'm not going to do the standard, like, I don't know what's a wrist lock. I don't know what that is. You know, I try to
do you try to beat your opponent every night?
Yeah. what finishing maneuver will you use? This? No. But, you know, there were a couple of those, yeah, that by the time they were over, I'm like, I don't even want to go to the show anymore, man.
They made you so miserable.
Yeah.
I stopped believing in UFOs because of Stanton Friedman.
Yeah, that's a shame.
but you did like The Miz.
I did.
You tell me how great The Miz interview was.
Yeah, that was a blast. Well, that was also the only one I've ever gotten to do live.
Yeah.
He was in that chair, actually, where you are right now.
He was sitting in this chair?
Well, I don't know if it was the exact chair, but he was in that spot.
Well, that's why this is my spot.
Yeah, he was right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a blast, and especially because it was... I prefer to do stuff a little bit last minute. It's not a procrastination thing. I just don't like to overthink it.
I'm the same
like
way.
That. Yeah, I was like that even in school with tests and stuff. Not that I didn't study, but I can't cram for a test.
No.
I gotta know the stuff as I'm coming along.
Yeah.
So this interview was, you know, 15 minutes beforehand. They just called me and said, hey, we're on our way to the station. Are you cool to go on? Yeah. Yeah.
I'm all right.
That's exactly the way I want to do this. And it worked out really well. It was a lot of fun.
Well, if you ever saw the old notes, I wish you could go back and see the old notes we used to have for this show,
mm-hmm.
for all of our shows.
Yeah.
Jesse and I were the same way. We would have just one of those yellow notebook paper things.
Yeah. Legal pads.
Yeah. And we would just have so much stuff written on them.
Yeah.
Points, counterpoints.
Right.
Like, we used to plan these shows out so much. And because I originally wanted it to be really by the book. I wanted it to be very journalistic.
Right.
But... as we went on and did it, it's like, well, everybody likes Weenie in the Butt. Let's get him Weenie in the Butt. So we no more notes, no more plans. If you think the show is good, you know, and clearly someone thinks the show is good because they keep listening. You got to remember that we come into this studio or we go into the store, we have nothing prepared.
Right.
Everything we do is off the fly.
Off the cuff, yeah.
Yeah. We just do it.
Yeah.
And so far it's worked out. At some point, we're going to run out of things to say.
Well, it's fine.
And that's when we turn the show over to Nate. And it's the Pony Hour.
And put it on his YouTube channel.
Yeah, with his 25,000 subscribers.
Keyblade Pony.
Keyblade, yeah.
That's him.
Oh, God, we just gave a plug to Nate.
We did. There you go.
I think that's a good place to end.
Is it really?
I don't think there's anything else to say
really
after
that. Is that a good way to go? Is that a good way to go out? That is about time, to be
honest.
It is,
I know. This thing just went by too fast.
Yeah, I know it.
I think next week I'm going to interview...
who's left?
CJ.
Well, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We'll post that one at 2 in the evening, so if you're having trouble sleeping at night...
You can just turn it on and...
Just put you right down.
Oh, man, that's good stuff. That's fun.
I could do Nate.
I know you can.
I could do Nate.
I know you can.
That's the one everyone's
that's
waiting
my
for.
Favorite.
Yeah. I even thought about reaching out to, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't want to do that.
No. You don't want to go.
I don't know who is left. Who else have we not done? Stephanie. She won't do it.
Yeah, no. Probably not. Probably not. So
Steven.
Much. Steven.
That'd be a fun show. So
you
Steven.
Have to do it while he's playing Destiny. That's the only way to get
live.
Him to keep talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, live.
So Steven, do you like stuff? I don't know.
Oh, stuff is good.
Yeah.
Billy. You can get Billy to do one. Has Billy ever been on the show other than Peanut Gallery style?
No, he's just, there are certain people that have just kind of stayed in the background.
Yeah.
And not been
supporting
on.
Supporting cast.
Yeah, supporting cast.
Yeah.
Whereas CJ's ass needs to be. No, I kid. I don't have the same hatred for him that Asa does. So, who's your least favorite guy on the show?
Oh,
we ask this to everybody.
Are you going to put me on?
Who do you dislike the most?
Who's like actually been on the show?
Yeah. Like, okay. That's a mean question.
It is.
Because then they're going to listen to it and think that you don't
listen.
Like them.
Yeah, that's the thing. Well, okay.
Then, it's Zach.
Then we preface it with, actually, no, you know, I don't even know if I would say that it's Zach, to be honest.
Oh, now I'm scared.
No. Okay, if we preface this purely with just on the show, as far as like
on
something happening because they were actually there on the show, the personality while they're on the show.
I already know who's going to say now. Not that you said it that way.
Who?
CJ.
Who do you think?
CJ.
CJ?
Yeah.
You know, you're probably not wrong.
Steven.
I barely even remember Steven being on. That's the thing. That first Nerd Up that we did, that was me, Jesse, it was the first Nerd Up. Me, Jesse, and CJ, and Steven. I barely remember Steven even being there because he didn't talk very much.
That's the problem with Steven. He's a great guy, but he's very missable.
Yeah, he kind of just fades into the background, I guess. But Ethan does that too. I mean, it's hard to fault one for that and not mention the other. Ethan kind of fades back.
He do, but I think it's because Ethan's afraid. Like, whereas I think Steven just generally doesn't have anything to say.
Right.
Ethan's afraid to talk.
CJ has all the things to say. He just doesn't have time to get them out there.
No. Well, he'll say his point, though,
right,
regardless of your resistance. He won't let your resistance stop him.
He'll make
him.
It happen.
Yeah.
One way or another. Yeah, I don't know. I guess
you don't
maybe
say
it would. I, it's not that I don't.
Is it Dalton?
I really don't know.
Is it Dalton?
No, because I'll listen to plenty of shows. I like Dalton all right. I'll listen to plenty of shows with him on there.
Was Dalton's it Brittany?
Fine. Brittany, who?
His girlfriend.
Oh, I was
my girlfriend.
I really was like, who? What? Huh? No, she was only on the one show. It's fine.
She'll be on more shows.
It's fine. Probably.
Yeah, she will.
It's probably fine.
It's probably fine. She's probably fine.
Oh no. Well, that happened.
Yeah. Fuck Dalton.
I thought you were gonna say fuck wrestling.
Fuck
That's
wrestling.
Where we usually land. That's usually where it comes to an end.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah, it's true.
And we'll leave it on that.
Yeah, it's good.
We'll leave it on that in a preview tomorrow. Although you never said who you dislike.
No, it's a mystery. Maybe it's me. Maybe I dislike myself the
That's
most.
Me. I dislike myself the most on this show.
Well, you're probably not wrong about that.
Oh, my God.
I think you hate you more than anybody else hates you.
I clearly hate myself more than anyone hates me. And I hate
reason.
I hate a lot of people
There's
right now,
no
but I hate myself most of all.
Nah, you know what? Fuck it. It's Zach.
It is Zach. It is Zach.
It is.
It is.
It is, if only because I know any time that you say something that you truly, truly believe in,
he'll
find a way.
You.
Yeah. I liked it.
He'll disagree.
I liked it.
Who would you compare? I always consider myself to be the David Letterman of this network because I'm the host.
Yeah.
And because I hate myself. And David Letterman notoriously hated himself in his
not
show.
Wrong.
Yeah.
It's true.
And I would consider you to be, I don't want to call you Paul Schaefer.
No.
Because I hate Paul Schaefer.
Yeah, Paul was just kind
of,
and with him
Such
as always,
an obnoxious
is Paul.
Son
I mean, if we're going,
bitch.
I think you would have to go almost with just like the late night hosts. Just go with them.
Yeah.
Because you're more of a Letterman type of guy.
Yes. Which is the greatest compliment I could ever have, by the way. Except the time you said I sound like George Norrie.
Yeah.
I appreciate
it. Though. You really
did. Oh, my God. Thank
you.
That's
true. I meant that. I don't know. I don't know who I would be.
I think Zach would definitely be Jimmy Fallon.
No,
because he's obnoxious
because Jimmy
and annoying.
Fallon can be entertaining. That's the thing.
Well, so
though.
Can Zach. Did you see him eat those peppers?
You're true. You're not wrong about that. I don't know. I probably would have made him more of a. Well, no, Jimmy Kimmel's smarter than that.
Jimmy Kimmel's way smarter than that. I see you as more of a Jimmy Kimmel than
Zach.
Yeah,
probably so. You're probably not wrong about that.
I'll put you as Colbert just because I like him.
Oh, yeah.
Or Conan.
I could take Colbert.
Yeah.
I could take Colbert. That would work for me. Yeah.
Zach could be Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
He had a talk
there
show for about
go.
A week before everyone
Antonio,
hated him.
Antonio. Or, Arsenio. Arsenio.
Stay away. I grew up, Arsenio Hall was a late night host. For those that
if
don't
you're
know.
Listening.
Yeah. Jordan, if you're listening, Arsenio Hall was a late night host in the 90s.
That's a throwback.
Yeah, we'll
there
throw him
go.
Back. Yeah.
That's right.
All right, let's
All
do
right,
it.
Let's do it.
We're going to cut it off. Tomorrow we're going to do pro wrestling.
That's
Hunter,
right.
thanks for being here and talking
with me.
Thanks,
yeah, man. Thanks for being here.
Oh, yeah.
Studio.
This is your studio.
You're right.
Yeah.
Not really.
Do I have to leave now?
No. You can hang out.
All right.
I got nothing going for the next half an hour.
How far did we go?
We went an hour 7.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we went like 3 hours.
No, we keep going.
Once we start talking about
That's
Zach,
fine.
Once we start talking about Zach, it feels like the show,
it's a Zach show.
Just drags on.
if you actually want to know random stuff about me, go to Blogzilla.
look up the old thing. Yeah.
It's probably fine.
It's probably still the same.
Yeah.
Nothing has changed.
Not much.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. We're going to be back tomorrow with pro wrestling. And happy Thanksgiving, too.
Yeah.
It's that week.
It is that time
happy
of year
Happy Black
again.
Friday.
Happy Black Friday.
We should have talked about Black
It'll
Friday.
It'll be happier if you come to the store and get some deals.
We got deals.
You got all
709 Broadway.
Deals.
We do.
I need to get some PS4 games, man.
Come talk
to me. I only got a handful.
I'll feed you, baby.
I don't even have a handful. I got two.
That's true.
But Fallout's one of them, so it's fine.
I'll feed you.
Yeah. All right. You will.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.